presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This week we can promise you a good laugh, or if you're very lucky, two good laughs. And they'll come from Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Barry Cryer and Stephen Fry on my left. And, of course, our top-list scorer, Samantha, on my knee. We go on to the first round. Oh, give her a round of applause, for heaven's sake. She's very sensitive. We're going to play the round called Double Feature. This round takes, of course, as its premise, the poverty of the international film industry. For economic reasons, new films will have to be remakes of pairs of old films. I want you to give me the resulting titles, teams, and I'll award points for pretty well anything. We'll start with you, Barry.
Well, they've combined three films to make a new one. They've combined Up the Junction, Back to the Future, and Passage to India.
Do go on.
We interrupt this joke to go on to another one. That's all right. French Lieutenant's Woman, Letter to Brezhnev. No, I've got one. My Beautiful Laundress has been combined with No Surrender, a new film called I'll Get These Socks Clean If It Takes All Night. I should have left earlier.
Willie.
Sylvester Stallone is doing a remake of The Wizard of Oz. They're going to call it Somewhere Over the Rambo.
Okay, Stephen.
Well, there are a lot of films. Don Juan, Casanova, MASH, The Onion Field, and Exodus have been put together as bangers and mash with onions to go.
The producers of Whoops Apocalypse, Get Carter, The Wild Duck produced a U certificate version of Whoops Get You Ducky.
They've combined Back to the Future with Kiss of the Spider Woman, a new film called The Margaret Thatcher Story.
Same producers combined How Green Was My Valley and The Man Who Never Was to make the Jeffrey Howe story.
We've got Pardon My Past, Some Like It Hot, and The Wind is Sorry I Had Curry Last Night.
There'll be quite a dull one about the SDP's electoral prospects. They're going to take The Sun Also Rises and the amazing Japanese film Ran, and it'll just be called Also Ran.
Any more? No? Right, we closed that one. Very good. Now, this is the point where I get... This is the point where I give the teams advance warning that they'll be announcing late arrivals later on in the programme, and they'll be the late arrivals at the Musicians' Ball. And I want you all to be very careful. Musicians' Ball. Right, we're going on to a round called the Bad-Tempered Clavier. This next round, as I've just said, is called the Bad-Tempered Clavier. And the aim of the round... These scripts are lovely, aren't they? Only two lines on a whole thing, and it doesn't make any sense. The aim of the round is to see how much of a song a team can sing when accompanied by a pianist who is not only tone-deaf, but also incompetent. In other words, Colin Sell. Tim and Willie, you're going to go first, and you're going to try and sing My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends,
where's lyric ever written?
I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've travelled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did my
We've been rehearsing.
Okay, Barry and Stephen now. Yes. Your song is Wonderful Copenhagen. In response to the audience's applause, I'm not awarding any marks for that round. We're going to go on to the next one, which is the very popular round, Good News, Bad News. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news, and then the next person gives us the corresponding bad news. And it goes on until I press the buzzer, when I can find it. Oh, there it is. Right, we'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
Good news. I'm going on a cruise.
The bad news is it's being launched from Greenham Common.
Good news. I've always wanted to visit Russia.
Bad news, it's aimed at Wapping.
Good news, it's aimed at Wapping.
And the bad news is it'll never get there. Mark Thatcher is the pilot.
Good news, Thatcher. Good news, cruise has been privatized.
Bad news, it's been bought by the Russians.
Good news, so is Mark Thatcher.
Right, I think we'll do another round of that, and we're going to start with you, Stephen.
Good news, I've just made a killing in the city.
Bad news, there were witnesses.
Good news, I had a stocking over my head.
Bad news, Libby Purvis was still in it.
Good news, I escaped up a ladder in the stocking.
Oh, I'm frightened.
Bad news, there was something nasty waiting at the bottom.
I am frightened. Good news, I woke up and it was all a dream.
The bad news, I was still in Libby Purvis's stocking.
Good news, Libby Purvis was no longer in it herself.
Bad news, Gloria Hunniford was.
Well done, Tim. You can start the next one.
Good news, Elton John's had a successful transplant.
The bad news, he looks silly with a liver on his head.
Good news! Oh. Thank you. It's Gloria Hunniford's liver.
Bad news, she's got Elton John's scalp.
Good news, nobody's noticed.
Bad news, Derek Jameson's taken over her TV program.
Good news, he's had a voice transplant.
Bad news, he's got Janet Street Porter's voice.
Good news, nobody's noticed.
Okay, now here's the round called Sound Charades. Using only the immense versatility of their voices, each team will in turn give us a charade of a play, a film, some music, or a picture, or whatever. The other team will then have to guess what it is. And the answer was, we'll go up on our electronic scoreboard here. And it's your charade, first of all, Barry and Stephen. So here for you listening at home is the mystery voice to tell you what it is.
Turtle Diary. Turtle Diary.
Right, well, you all know what it is now, except, of course, Tim and Willie, I hope. So, Barry and Stephen, is it a book or a film or what?
It's a film.
And a book, in fact.
How many words?
And a takeaway meal.
In the book? About 80,000 words in the book.
Yes. Mention a few, just as clues. A lot of ands.
Okay.
But two words, Barry, in the title. Two words.
Right.
April the 7th. Got up this morning, went for a stroll on the beach.
August the 11th. Arrived back for breakfast.
September the 22nd. I'm very worried about my eldest, Amy. She's very shy, refuses to come out of her shell.
November the 9th. My birthday today. My darling wife didn't snap at me all day. And she gave me a lovely man-necked sweater for my birthday.
The end.
Russell Hoban.
Yes.
Turtle Diary.
Captain Scott's final journal, I was going to say.
Turtle Diary.
Yes, very good. Yes, I thought you'd get that.
Nobody loves a smart diary.
Would ask the audience to be a bit quicker with the applause, because it's the only way we know that a game's finished. Oh, we're going to do another one of that. Tim and Willie, you're going to do a charade now. It's going up on our computerized board, and our computerized voice is going to tell you what it is at home.
Kiss of the Spider Woman. Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Okay, what's this, a book or a film, Tim?
It's a film. To my knowledge.
I think there is a book of the film. But whether it came first or later, I don't know.
No.
It's quite irrelevant anyway.
How many words?
Several.
Okay.
If I could be more accurate, several-ish.
Right, carry on.
Five, I reckon.
Okay.
Five.
Put your arms around me, darling.
I certainly will.
No, all of them. Excuse me asking this, darling, but have you shaved recently?
Which bit? Oh, pucker up then.
Osculate with me, you glorious, hairy lovely.
All right.
Oh! Dies the end.
Well, that confirms that Willie Rushton doesn't know what osculate means. Very peculiar noise that was. Anyway, come on.
Well, it's
very
interesting. I mean, there are kisses and a lot of legs.
Hairy legs.
Kisses and a lot of legs.
Hairy little legs.
Ah.
No,
sisters. No, we
only you would know. What's that one?
We're playing with them, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, I know. The listeners can't see that. Well, it's Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Yeah, I agree.
According to the latest Murray poll, Stephen and Barry are in the lead, slightly, and we're going to go on to the next round, which is called Translations. It's an educational round. I'm going to give each team an obscure foreign phrase and ask each member to translate it and give its derivation. 2 points for each correct answer, team. And, Barry, we're going to start with you. Chacun a son goût.
Goût, surely. Sorry, I'm...
You're not allowed to correct the chairman.
Chacun a... Oh, you like pot noodle, do you?
Willie, here's yours. Cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac. My bag is in the refrigerator.
Stephen, yours is a German one. Ich Dean.
That's I am Jane Torville's dancing partner.
Après moi le déluge.
Pardon?
Oh. Après Pardon. Moi le déluge. Je.
You can have the lavatory after me. I think I cleaned that up.
Any more from anybody?
I always thought that steak tartare meant the meat's off.
When, Prima Donna is Sean Penn's Bachelor Days.
Wonderful.
Doigt de Seigneur is Sir Dresses on the Right, I believe.
Antipasta, I aunt's past it. Antimister would have been worse.
Oh, Sole Mio, that's my fish.
Ad nauseam, it's a feeling you get from watching too much ITV.
Oh, clever. You won't work for ITV.
Any more?
Au clair de la lune. Claire's a bit of a nutter.
La cucaracha, chef special.
Après midi de fern, of course. You've been on the telephone since lunch.
So we're going on to the round, which is entitled One Song to the Tune of Another. We're going to start with you, Barry. I want you to sing the tune of the Star-Spangled Banner to the words of Obladi Oblada.
Introduced that song, and he was on live television, and he was reading his auto cue, the words on the camera. He'd never seen it before, and he introduced it as "Oh bloody, oh bladder."
Willie, the words of "Underneath the Arches" to the tune of "Climb Every Mountain."
I never know where to come in with him. That goes on.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me tired out and worn.
Say that.
Happy when the daylight comes creeping. The lady, the dawn is a misprint. Sleeping when it's raining, sleeping when it's fine. I hear the trains rattling by. Above pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches I dream my dreams away.
Oh, Whitney Hammerstein going. Let me send Roger. Come back. If war breaks out, I can always be a nun.
Stephen, I want you to sing the words of Knees Up Mother Brown to the tune of the Sky Boat Song.
I will make several warnings here to anybody with sensitive ears to turn off instantly. and hit me when I was supposed to come in. Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. But let that come along, dearie, let it go. E-I-E-I-O. It's your blooming birthday. Let's wake up all the town. So knees up. Could you play properly, Colin? This is very bad. Knees up. Don't get the breeze up. Knees up. Mother Brown. Knees up.
That was so good, I'm tempted to ask you to do another one. But I'm a kind chap and I won't. Tim, the words, please, of Chattanooga Choo Choo to the tune of Oh Danny Boy.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track 29, boy, can you give me a shine? I can afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo. Cover my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Need a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the tavern, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Caroline.
Right.
I've got this a hyperation.
We're going to listen now to the announcements for the late arrivals at the musician's ball, which means we shan't be hearing about Colin Sell for a while.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Uendo and their none-too-bright son, Dim Ian Uendo.
It's from Ireland, the O'Lynn family. There's Vi and Mand.
And they're accompanied by their old chums, the Carto family, with their children Lake, Stack and Pitsy.
Mr. and Mrs. Moonlight and their son Arta.
The Sickord family and their daughter Harpic. Well, it's a household name.
Barry Tone, who is weaving his way across, he's harpist.
And the freezer salesman, known to us all as Ice Ted Ford.
They've let Joe in, I'm very surprised. I thought they were going to ban Joe, but she's... there's a wonderful patron of music, Art Scansel, and he's come to buy some composers. I can see his Chopin list there.
Oh, there's Tim Parney and Kate Etteldrum. No, Kate. I've written very close to the paper.
Oh, it's the opera family, with their daughter, who's in public relations. She's a smooth operator, I can tell you.
Which leads me to Andrew Lloyd Webber. I didn't want to go, but he did. His fan, Tom of the Opera. His new show is an underwater version of The Hunchback of Notre Dame called Ringing in the Sea.
He also has his cosy fan, Tootie.
Also from Italy, will you welcome Signor and Signore Mobile, their daughter Donna A. Mobile. She's the strumpet voluntary, I was going to point out. Oh, she's come with her vibrato.
No.
And doesn't give a Figaro.
Obviously not. With any luck.
Will you welcome all the way from Sweden, please? This is Mrs. Knight of the Proms and their son Lars. Knight of the Proms.
They are the Blues Brothers and their wonderfully disgusting sister, Bad Penny. A small tribute to the chair.
What a tribute.
Oh, there's Hitler. Or some other German leader.
Oh.
Clarionette, who's here with her baby, Grand. And her cat, Gut.
I was just thinking, can Carter ever take the place of goodbye?
Or even goodnight?
Samantha tells me that the score is finely poised, and she should know.
Ready for the taxis, Humps. The carmen are getting busy.
Despite being thrown out three times, here is Colin Sell and his sister Caru.
With her mate Cynthia Sizer.
That's all we have time for this week. Next week is the last in this series, and I don't know about you, but I can't wait. For now, goodbye from all of us.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Stephen Fry and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Lyttelton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.